Psalm meditation today is Psalm 18. This is, I believe, the third longest psalm in the book of Psalms, after Psalm 78 and that titan, Psalm 119. It is a prayer of David, we see that it is to the chief musician, a psalm of David, to the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this psalm on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love you, O Jehovah, my strength. Jehovah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me. They were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore Jehovah has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. Jehovah my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you, I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hand to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength to the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and become frightened from their hideouts. Jehovah lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me, you also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. That's an irony. And Larry and I have often remarked about this, that the longer Psalms get, the shorter shrift, because we don't have the time to go think of Advent. But we know of David's life in a pretty extensive way, as we read about in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel and a good chunk of 1 Chronicles. And we know that God put him through a lot. Now this is only, if the superscription be correct, this only is dealing with his life up to the time when Saul was killed by the Philistines and all his sons, including David's dear friend Jonathan, all but one, Meribbaal, or as he's often known, Mephibosheth. David had been persecuted wickedly by Saul, but now he was delivered. He would not take his vengeance upon Saul, but God had delivered him through the Philistines. And now, after all the trial, where the king sought his life unjustly, now he was free, and he gave God the glory. There had been so many times when he had just barely escaped, and it was obvious that it was Jehovah alone who had rescued him. And so David, throughout all of this, is giving praise to God, acknowledging that it was God upon whom he had trusted, and the only one upon whom he could trust. It was God who delivered him, and it was God who now had brought him to the point where he was the head, the magistrate, over God's people. Now, as we were reading along here, you might have thought, some of this can't apply to David. Now, he hasn't, of course, at the time this is written, probably, he hasn't sinned with Bathsheba. He hasn't messed up with the whole matter of Ammon and Tamar. He hasn't messed up with the census. But he's done a few things he shouldn't have already. He's already put trust in the lords of the Philistines instead of Jehovah. He has already lied and dissembled to get himself out of a few tight spots. He is not perfect in all his ways. He is a sinful man. How can he say the things that he does in verses 20 through 27 particularly? Well, it is because he only lives in someone else. He only exists before his God in someone else. The one who is spoken of or alluded to in the very last verse. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed. Now, if you were reading it, and if David, when David wrote this, he was maybe thinking of himself, but that word there that we translate his anointed is Mashiachu, his Messiah. And it is looking forward to Jesus, to David and his descendants forevermore. You see, as Paul would later write in Ephesians 1:6, we are accepted in the blood. We cannot establish our own righteousness. The Jews tried that with zeal, but they couldn't do so, as we see in Romans 10. Now, they had to, if they were going to live, they, David included, had to look to the one who would yet be the end of the law for righteousness, as we see in Romans 10:4. Now, we know that this psalm speaks of Jesus. Jesus himself said so, as we know. You've heard it so many times, you're probably sick of it. In Luke 24:44, the psalms speak of him. But there are some psalms that it's more obviously so, others less. This is one of the more. Interestingly enough, near the very start of this psalm, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Those are words about Jesus. How do we know? So it says so in Hebrews 2:13. Or look at the next to last verse, verse 49. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Jehovah, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Those are words of Jesus. How do we know? They are words specifically, I should say, about Jesus. How do we know? Because Paul tells us so in Romans chapter 15, verse 9. Start to finish. Second verse to next to last verse. It's all about Jesus, ultimately. So does this mean that there is no relevance really for David? No relevance for you or for me in this? Is there nowhere for us to be able to say, well, I can trust in God in my most difficult circumstances? I can expect his deliverance at the best time in all my circumstances? Can we say this has nothing to do with us? No. No. David was led by the Holy Spirit to write it out of his own circumstances. And though it ultimately points to Jesus Christ, there was relevance for him, relevance for you and me. For after all, we are accepted in the beloved, right? And to use an illustration, children, that I used up at Southfield just last week. He is the head, right? We know this from Scripture. God uses this figure of speech in the Bible that Jesus is the head of his church and we are his body. Now I want you children to think, how often have you seen a head go rolling down the street all by itself? Off to get an ice cream cone or something. Decided that its body was too much to worry about right now. It would leave it sleeping on the couch and the head would take off and roll away. Doesn't work that way. Does not work that way. Where the head goes, the body goes. One little less someone being killed, right? And I said, well, I wonder how many of you kids have Legos. I know some of you do. All right. You can pop off Lego men heads and put them back on again, but you can't do that with real people. You can't do that with the Church of Jesus Christ. Where Jesus goes, his body goes. And so even as Jesus is saying all this through David, it is a word for and about you and about David in him. So all good things that you have, all good things that you can legitimately expect, are yours only in and through Jesus. But they're certainly yours in and through Jesus. For you, he suffered. For you, he went to the bottom of Sheol. For you, he was risen. For you, he reigns. A people serve me whom I never knew, was saved. That's all Jesus, and it's all for you. Spend a little time with us this evening. do a little thinking and see how this all relates to Jesus. And then, thank God.